So we'd like to dedicate this one to all the girls of Winfield.
Saturday at 7 p.m. we'll take a dive into the archives of the Walnut Valley Festival, hear never-before-heard sets from the 1970s from musician Brian Bowers and bands Rye Straw and Hot Rise. I'm Jonathan Huber. Join me Saturday at 7 p.m. here on 89.1 KMUW for Walnut Valley Festival, The Early Years.
Good morning. It's Wednesday, August 26th. I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's early edition from KMUW News. Coming up, KMUW's Jed Bodwin talks with the Wichita Symphony Orchestra's Alex Friend about an upcoming performance from the group Neon Strings as part of a performance series called WSO Connect. That's coming up after the news. A new healthcare report has found a third of Kansans have skipped a recommended medical procedure because of its cost. The initiative aims to highlight consequences from these affordability issues, KMUW's Roger Nomer reports.
The Robert Wood Johnson Foundation is using the One Nation Overcharged campaign to raise awareness about healthcare costs. The group focused on six states to highlight that costs for insurance premiums and services are rapidly increasing. Affordability challenges are especially bad in rural areas. As a result, even people with insurance have to make tough decisions. Camille Bousset with the foundation says when people skip medical care, they can end up in the emergency room.
And as a whole, in the nation, that means that we're putting a lot more strain on our emergency services.
The campaign will hold an informational event on Thursday in Overland Park. For KMUW News, I'm Roger Nomer.
Topeka Public Schools will stop creating student gender support plans and allow parents to review existing plans under an agreement with the U.S. Department of Education. Zach Boblett of the Kansas News Service reports.
The plans outline how staff will support a student's gender identity, including their name and pronouns. The district will remove guidance that could keep parents from knowing if their child uses a different name or pronouns at school. The changes follow a Federal Education Department investigation that found Topeka Public Schools policies violated parents' rights to access their children's school records. As part of the agreement, Topeka will train teachers and administrators on federal rules protecting that access. The Education Department says Olathe, Shawnee Mission, and Kansas City, Kansas districts have similar policies. At the Kansas State House, I'm Zach Boblett.
Last year, a 10-year-old boy in Leawood died after an e-scooter crash, and last week, a car hit a 13-year-old boy riding his e-scooter. Some parents are arguing for stronger state regulations on e-scooters and e-bikes, but so far it's been left up to local governments. Grace Hills of the Kansas News Service reports.
Wichita Republican Representative Steve Brunk, who is on the House Transportation Committee, says it often, unfortunately, takes a tragedy for legislators to take up statewide action on something like e-bike regulations. He says legislators need to recognize a pattern.
Okay, this is not just a random one-off. Mm-hmm. This is happening with some frequency, and so we need to address it.
A bill last session that would have required minors to wear helmets on the vehicles and banned anyone 13 and under from driving an e-scooter didn't get a hearing, but the parents of a boy killed in a crash say they'll push for it again. For now, it's left up to local governments. Many cities have helmet requirements, and some cities have taken up speed limits or sidewalk regulations. For the Kansas News Service, I'm Grace Hills.
The American Red Cross has come out of its emergency blood shortage, but says it still needs donors. Schedule changes this time of year can cause people to donate less, but a new promotion may help bring in a younger demographic. The organization is partnering with Hello Kitty and Friends to provide an incentive when people donate. Donors do have to be 18 years old or older. From September 1st through the 20th, donors can receive a mystery bag with a Hello Kitty plush keychain and stickers while supplies last. Donation sites can be found at redcrossblood.org. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment is warning people of a risk for blue-green algae at some lakes in the region. Lake Afton in southwest Sedgwick County and Chisholm Ridge Ponds in Clearwater are both under a warning. People should remain vigilant while engaging in activities taking place in or on the water, such as swimming, boating, and fishing. An algae bloom may look like foam, scum, or paint floating on the water. The blooms can develop quickly. Toxins can be absorbed by ingestion, inhalation of aerosols, and skin contact. The Kansas Department of Health and Environment and Union Pacific are hosting an open house next month to share the remediation construction designs to address contamination in the 29th and Grove area. Widespread contamination was identified there about 4 years ago in the soil and groundwater from a chemical spill that's believed to have occurred in the 1970s at a Union Pacific rail yard. A class action lawsuit by neighborhood residents led to plans for cleanup and free health testing because chronic exposure to the chemical trichloroethylene can affect the liver, kidneys, nervous system, and result in some cancers. Formal engineering designs for the cleanup project were just approved by KDHE last month. An open house with information booths, environmental experts, and project leaders is planned for Saturday, September 12th from 1 to 4 at the Brewer Community Center. A pilot project aimed at making a section of Douglas more pedestrian-friendly kicks off today. The project area runs between Washington and Grove, including the area in front of East High School. During the six-month pilot project, crews will narrow the road to one travel lane in each direction and a shared center turn lane. New bike lanes, enhanced crosswalks, and parking patterns will be added with the goal of slowing traffic and making the area safer for pedestrians. The pilot project is part of a $4.7 million redesign of East Douglas. We'll be back after this.
Support for KMUW comes from Fidelity Bank, ready to serve with online banking services that give you greater control anywhere, anytime. Online at fidelitybank.com.
Support for KMUW comes from the Walnut Valley Festival, September 16th through the 20th in Winfield. With over 30 folk and bluegrass performers on four stages, instrument contests, and an arts and crafts show. WVFest.com.
I'm Fletcher Powell, and this is Wichita's Early Edition. WSO Connect is a performance series presented by the Wichita Symphony Orchestra, inviting music lovers to connect with musical works in intimate settings. The latest program features the group Neon Strings performing Philip Glass's String Quartet No. 3, Mishima, alongside music from artists such as The Cure, Talking Heads, and Tears for Fears. KMUW's Jed Bodwin recently spoke with the Wichita Symphony Orchestra's creative marketing and brand manager Alex Friend, and here's Jed with more.
So there's something really interesting about Philip Glass because in the late 1970s, early 1980s, his music is really intersecting with popular music and having an influence on bands that were coming out of New York City at that time.
The minimalism that Glass was kind of known for kind of was a overlap around, the new wave and the synthesizer music. Took kind of that same type of vocabulary. There's definitely a conversation going on between Glass and New Wave. What I really like about this particular lane the symphony is going into, the WSO Connect, it's getting to be a little bit more experimental, a little more art forward, and a little bit more modern. The ability to take things that are not classical and bring them into a classical space while also reaching out into the community.
So while everybody is there, of course, for the music, there are these very strong visual components that will accompany the music.
The idea was to kind of make the event more of a surround sound, kind of immersive experience. So instead of having our quartet on one side of the room on a stage where people are all facing one way, we're going to have them basically in the round, more or less, where they're going to each be on a pedestal kind of raised up, and then we're going to be doing the lighting kind of up towards them angled where their shadows are going to be making these amazing visuals up on top of the ceiling at Oddfellow. And we're working on seeing how we can do some different lighting for the windows and just make it really a full experience. So not only you're going to be able to hear the music really intimately, but you're also going to be able to feel it in a way that you're not going to get in a traditional orchestra event or really any other sort of event in town.
What do you think, like, the best part of performances like this is?
The experience of listening to live music and being able to see these incredibly top tier talented individuals coming together, making something cohesively beautiful. You get that at our, you know, main stage events, but you almost get to see it a little bit better when you're in these smaller connect events, because you're inches away instead of feet away. So it's just a whole different kind of vibe that you get with it. So the audiences definitely gravitate towards that. It's been amazing to see the response.
And Jed Bodwin hosts Strange Currency weeknights from 8 to 10, Saturday nights from 7 to 9 on KMUW. Thanks for listening to Wichita's Early Edition. We'll be back again tomorrow. For KMUW News, I'm Fletcher Powell.
Wichita's Early Edition is part of the NPR Podcast Network.
The fatal shooting of a teenager at a protest in Seattle has gone unsolved for 6 years.
This is open in your face. How are there no answers?
Our investigation has uncovered new evidence and witnesses who say they've never talked to police.
Did police ever call you?
Not once.
Listen to We Keep Us Safe, a new true crime series on the Embedded podcast from NPR.